Blog Talk Radio.
Is about talking that talk. A lot of people think about when you have the talk, you think about when you're, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and this is the only time you have a conversation about sex, about relationships, about intimacy. But having that talk is something that goes on throughout your relationships, not only when you're young, but when you're dating, when you're in a serious relationship, and even when you're married. The talk still has to go on, and that's what we're going to say. How much do we have to do to talk that talk? How much do we have to say? How much is too much information? And is there such thing as too much information when you get deeper involved in a relationship? Doug Love's going to come on a little bit later on in the show. He's going to talk about his insight on this particular topic, because we want to hear it from all different avenues, because there's a lot of different elements of relationships that people are listening to. Some of us that are listening to the show are married. Some of us are in serious committed relationships. Some of us are casually dating, or some of us are even looking for that particular someone and trying to find out what things to say and what things not to say when you get in those relationships. So we're going to take this time to talk about that. Thank you for coming back on, listening. We had a summer break, so definitely appreciate everybody that is back on the air and listening to us right now. If you have any questions, comments about this particular topic, you can always call in 347-850-1228, or you can go on to Facebook and inbox me, Rodney Stevenson. You can go on to Twitter at RSteve44 and give your information on this hashtag LoveTalk, so that way we can really have a big discussion on what things to say and what things not to say when it comes down to that talk, talking about sex, intimacy, relationships with your spouse, mate, significant other, or the person that you just started to date. So we're going to get into that in a second. I want to thank everybody yesterday that listened to the Rod Stevie show. It was a very important show, so definitely thank everybody that was part of that show, Dr. Weld McWilliams, for coming on, and everybody that's been listening. You can also pull that up on podcast, so definitely take your time if you do have the time to listen back to the Rod Stevie show that came on yesterday about Ferguson, Missouri, and about the power protest. So definitely appreciate everybody that was listening to that there. And, of course, we're always sponsored. We're sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rod, Wellness and Relaxation. This back to school time. The kids are about to go to school, so it's time for the parents to take care of themselves. All the stressors of the back and forth, the summer vacation, now it's time to take your own personal vacation. So we have the back to school specials. Those who are in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, you can call 240-778-5219, go on facebook.com/tranquilmind, or you can go on to tqmindbyrod.dr8.com to schedule your appointment. And also, we are also sponsored by the National Alliance of Mental Illness and Annie Walks, having an event in September 20th at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Tranquil Mind by Rod and Rod Stevie Show is going to be a part of that. So definitely keep a lookout for different fundraisers that are going on. If you want to find out more information on how you can donate to NAMI Walks and to help support the cause for mental health awareness, you can go onto my Facebook, or you can also go on to booster.com/TQMind-NAMI Walks. You can also go on my Facebook to find out more information on that as well. So once again, thank you for all the support that I've received and all the support that we are receiving collectively from the National Alliance of Mental Illness. So that's a big thing that's coming up September 20th, and we'll have more information on that in the upcoming weeks. So with that, without further ado, let's get to the topic at hand, talking that talk. Now, a lot of us that are listening to the show have children. And the ones that have children, they're very young children, we try to figure out how to bring up the conversation of sex, intimacy, and relationships. Now, when they get to a certain age, we talk about the improper touching, we talk about the appropriateness of that aspect, but then it gets down to when they hit that particular time in their life where you want to really talk about sex and intimacy in the relationship. Now, the most challenging part that a lot of people don't realize is how much information do you reveal to your children about your own sexual experiences. Think about that for a second. A lot of people just break it down in a simple thing. This is sex, this is what it is, and that's all you need to know about a way to your marriage, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the gist of a lot of people when it comes down to talking that talk with their children. But there is certain studies and certain information that people are thinking at this point now where we have to be a little more open about maybe some of our experiences so that way we can relate it to our children so they don't do certain things that may not be appropriate or they know what to expect when it comes down to them actually getting into that point where they want to be sexually active. And this is a gray area because, of course, for past generations, even talking about sex was a bad thing. People put it to the biblical aspect. Wait till you're married, don't have sex, that's all you need to know. And that's what it comes down to. Especially when you're talking to females, it's a little bit more challenging because, you know, parents always want to make sure that their female child is going to abstain as much as possible. With boys, a lot of times people look at it from a different aspect, just basically don't bring home any babies and we're good. You know, that's pretty much the mantra when it comes down to talking to the boys. Boys will be boys, girls have to be protected. And this is the wrong avenue, in my opinion, how we feel that we should combat talking that talk to our teenagers, especially. But then it comes down to, like I said, what do we reveal to our teenagers when it comes down to talking that talk initially? And this here is a gray area. This is a tricky subject because you don't want to come across like, you know, you were a wild child or you know, were really freaky and nasty or things like that, but you want to put it in a way that your child understands that you may have certain experiences that may garner more information than what she might get or he might get in their health books. And this is a topic that also came up on the Today Show, I believe it was about a week and a half ago, where there's a health book that came out in the Pacific Northwest, I believe it was in Washington State, and the school district approved this book, and this book, this new health book, talks about different things that teenagers go through now, like sexting, and hooking up and different things as far as homosexuality and things of that nature. All these aspects are talked about in a topic, in a chapter in the health book to kind of go over with children certain things that they may face in the upcoming years of their life. And this here is important that we need to talk to these teenagers as parents in order to make sure that they're getting their proper information. Because typically, when it comes down to sex, where do we learn it from? We learn it from TV, we learn it from music, and we learn it from our friends. And through all those different elements, we get the wrong information at certain times. I mean, I know personally, when you think back about some of the things that I heard when I was younger, and when you actually start becoming active, it's like, whoa, okay, this is completely different than what I was expecting, what I was anticipating. So that's why it's important to combat that earlier. So we fast forward to when you're an adult, and people think, oh, shoot, I'm an adult. You know, I've probably done a few things. I've done a few things before here and there, so I don't need to talk. I don't need to have a talk anymore. But the talk changes when you're dating, and that's the big thing. The talk changes when you're dating because when you're dating, you want to find out, when you say the get-to-know period, you want to get to know that person that you're dating. So getting to know that person when you're dating comes down to what you really want to know. What do you want to know about that person? And this is typical fact. Women want to know everything about their man, about how many, maybe not even how many times per se, that they've been, that they've had sex, that they've been with another female, but certain things that they have done, certain encounters, certain relationships, certain things like that, so that way they have a full understanding of their man. The man, typically, we don't want to find out, we don't want to know what, you know, our person that we're dating, you know, that female has done. We don't care about that. We just want to see what she can do for me. And that's a lot of times, the male reaction when it comes down to having a conversation when we start dating. And that makes it very difficult because, funny, a lot of dudes, we have this frame of mind that the person that we're with hasn't been with anybody else. You know, whatever experience that they had prior to the time that we start dating is insignificant. Basically, she's starting fresh when she was with me. That's the mantra that a lot of men have when it comes down to having that relationship talk with the person that they're dating. And this is an interesting topic because you think that, okay, you really should find out the details. You know, I'm a person that's a little different from that aspect because I want to find out details. I want to find out the details because it's like when you're playing football and you're about to go against a team, you're about to go and create your offensive strategy in essence. So what do? You look at game film. you gotta prepare for it in a way that you want to find out what other teams have done to make sure what you can do, what you can't do, and how you want to attack the zone, basically. So that's the essence of finding out the details when it comes down to knowing your partner. And that's why having that talk is important. So part two about that is, when do you have this talk with the person that you just started dating? You just get into this relationship, you've gone on a few dates, when do you have that talk? And the time, of course, depends on the seriousness of this particular relationship. If this person that you just want to, you know, in and out, keep it moving quickly, then the talk might not be as necessary, as critical, as someone that you want to be a little more serious with. Because when it comes down to a person that you might not be as serious with, even though it's going to be kind of a casual thing, you know, we might do our thing and then that's it, then a lot of the information is just going to be pertained to about, you know, likes, dislikes in bed particularly, and then maybe a little bit about past, so that way you can find out if the person's dirty or not. That's pretty much how it is if you're not fully invested or fully interested in that particular person. But say if this person is somebody that you feel like you want to get more serious with, then you have to take into consideration that you may want to find out a little bit more about their past, about their history, about what, you know, what they may have done, what their likes are, what their dislikes are, so that way you can cater how you treat that. A sexual past. But in order to make sure that you are pleasing that person, it's important that you do give some of those details of sexual past. A lot of women, it's very difficult for women in particular to give details of the sexual past for the most part, because a lot of times, you know, you don't want, the women don't want to come off like they are really freaky or that they were hoish at a particular time. You know, being real with it, that's what a lot of times that happens, because they feel that if I give this guy all the information or be very detailed about my intimate encounters, then he's going to think like I was wild. And that's the worst frame of mind to go into that, because what that does, that creates an apprehension when you finally get into that particular intimate act with the person that you're with currently. If you have that hesitation in regards to what you may have done in the past, and then when you get into the bed and you start having, you know, flashbacks of what you've done before, and you're doing things that your man has never seen before, then he's going to be like, whoa, slow down, hold on here, where did that come from? You know, I've never seen that before, I've never heard you do that before, I've never seen you do those things that you just did before, so where is this coming from? And then you're stuck in a position saying, oh, well, you know, this is something that I just, you know, thought about, or, you know, you try to play it off like you've never done this before, even though you know you've done this numerous times before. And that puts you in a quandary. So now we're getting to the point where you're married. and we're getting to the married state. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And now you get to that point where you're married. And is it still important to talk that talk? I mean, you think you've been together for a period of time, and, you know, and now you're, you know, you're married, you may be married 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, you know, it doesn't really matter. The conversation still needs to keep going. And this is the strength of certain relationships. The conversation needs to keep going, but it's on another level. Because, of course, well, hopefully, you would hope that, you know, you and your spouse are the only people that you've been with for the past year, 5 years, 10 years. So now it comes to the level of keeping things fresh, keeping things alive, keeping things feeling like it's brand new. And the best way to do that is to have these talks, is to have those conversations, situations, and scenarios, so that way you know what your spouse wants to do. You know that if they want to try something different, you want to know if you guys have done something maybe some time ago that you haven't done in a while, and you want to do that again. It's almost like when you're cooking food and you're preparing a meal, and you know you've been preparing the meal for a while, and then your spouse says, "Oh, remember that time when you added some extra spice to that chicken? Do you remember that what spice that was? Yeah, you know, I want to put that spice back on the chicken again. I want to try that again. That was really good. Or what was that side dish that you had on the plate that one time? Or remember when we went to the store and we bought this? You know, why can't we get that again?" You know, that's the way you got to look at it when you're married, when you're in that relationship. Because think about it like this. On average, the average married couple has sex 3 times a week. So you put out the numbers like that, 3 times a week, you know, 52 weeks in a year. If you are married for 10 years, that means you've had a sexual encounter with your spouse over 1,500 times in that 10-year span. You think about that, 1,500 times in 10 years, you have had some sort of sexual encounter with your spouse. So you have to have a talk to make sure that in those 1,500 times, things are not becoming stale. Things are not becoming old, and you want to make sure that things are fresh and new again. And that's what it's all about. That's why these conversations are very important. You got to talk that talk in order to make sure you are going in the right path to making sure that things don't get boring. Because when things get boring, people want to try and test different things because they're bored with what's going on in their household. You know, they're bored with it. Like, okay, yeah, all right, we've done this before. We do the same thing each and every time. It's pretty much the same time every night. It's the same day of the week. And we do the same positions, the same concept. There's nothing new. There's nothing fresh. So what happens is the spouse will get bored with that, and then they want to jump ship and go somewhere else to find something more exciting. Or even if they don't want to do things physically, they might go to different options like pornography or just, you know, increasing their masturbation process because of the fact that they want to do something that's different than the norm that they do all the time. And this is why having that talk is important. You know, the talk does not end when you're 10, 11, 12 years old. The talk does not end when you first start a relationship. The talk has to be continuously through your relationship in order to make sure that things are good and things are new. So if anybody has any questions about this or they want to put their 2 cents in on this particular topic, 347-850-1228, I would like to hear what people think about this particular topic because it's important. It's important that we talk about the relationships. We talk about the things that we have to address when it comes down to our sexual health. You know, people are afraid to talk about sex. People are afraid to talk about the elements of sex. And it's a natural innate thing. You know, sex should not just be for, you know, procreation, do it, get it through, and that's it. You know, this should be a pleasurable thing for both parties involved. And the only way it can be pleasurable for both parties involved is to make sure you're communicating with each other and making sure that everybody's on the same page about what they like, what they dislike, what they want, what they don't want, and make sure that, you know, you try to do what you can to accommodate your spouse. You know, there's certain things that you might not be able to do. There might be something that he or she might have done in the past that you might not have the physical capabilities of doing. Or there might be something that you want to try with just maybe out of the means and a realm of your relationship. You know, things like that can happen. things like that happen, you got to talk about it. Because if you don't talk about it, you hold it in saying, man, I really want to try this. This is something I really want to try. I saw this somewhere, or I heard about this particular thing, or I read about this. I really want to try this thing, but I know, nah, my wife isn't going to go for that, or my husband isn't going to go for that. You know, if you keep doing, if you keep thinking like that and don't discuss it and open it and open an open conversation and address it openly with your spouse, then there will be an issue because you're thinking about it all the time. You're fantasizing about this, and fantasy is good. We've had this conversation earlier on Love Talk earlier this year talking about what's your fantasy. And fantasies are good. Fantasies are great to have. But the only way a fantasy can come a reality, in essence, is if you talk about it. All fantasies can, you know, all fantasies can't be reality, of course. But there's a way that you can talk about it and maybe open it up where that fantasy could come close to being a reality. And those are the things that come to, you know, come about to talk that talk. Now, the hardest thing, of course, when it comes down to this is that communication aspect. People are shy, people are nervous, people are apprehensive to talk about those fantasies and talk about those sexual desires. And if we have this frame of mind that we can't talk about that, then it's going to eat us up on the inside. It's going to wear down the mental psyche of your relationship. Thus the cheating, thus the, you know, the other options that people are taking when it comes down to those conversations. So this is a major issue in our relationships and our communities, and the way to make it better is to have that talk early on. 347-850-1228 as Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. So rewinding back to the beginning, rewinding back to that early relationship. The early relationship comes down to three elements, basically. Early relationship comes down to each other talking about sexual past in essence. Sexual past in essence. So basically I talk about what to say, what not to say, things you probably shouldn't say early on in a relationship. One, count wise. You shouldn't be talking about open counts like, oh, I've been with so-and-so women, I've been with so-and-so men. Not the way you want to do it. You don't want to just come out there, okay, how many men have you been with? Because what that does, that already puts a barrier up saying, okay, you know, this person trying to find out, one, if I was a hoe, or two, if I'm, you know, if I'm really freaking, nigga, and we can get this, you know, taken care of early, you know, we can get in early. So you don't want to come off like that. You want to talk about it in a casual way. So how do you bring it up in a casual way? You know, you do bring up, you do try to do it in a way where you're trying to learn more about who they are. So that's when you have conversations about past relationships, past boyfriends, past girlfriends. Do it in a way where you're finding out a little bit more about how their last relationship was, so that way you can see where and what they did in order to get to the point where they are now, where they're single and they're going out on a date with you. Because if there were some static, if there was something that was wrong, that was done wrong, that was not mentally or emotionally right in that previous relationship, then you can find that out early. And that can happen on a sexual level as well. It's not just things didn't work out right in, you know, just in a general way. Things can happen in different aspects that make it not right. Some people want to be a little more wilder in bed. They want to be a little more conservative in bed. They want to do different things, but they might not want to do different things. Find that out early on, so that way there's a compatibility aspect of the relationship. And when you have that talk, you also got to understand that there's physical elements that play a factor in a relationship. People can say that, oh, no, I love him for his mind, I love him for his heart and his, you know, spirit and everything like that. That's a great thing as well. That's really good. You want to have all those elements when you are becoming serious with a person, but physical is very important as well. You want to find out some, you know, certain things in a casual way, you know, do hugging, do things like that. Have that talk where you find that physical compatibility as well. And that's a big factor when it comes down to talking that talk early on. So these are things that you got to think about when you're developing the relationship. And even when you get to that point when you're married and you've been in that marriage for a long time, it's still very important to talk about some of the physical elements that you and your spouse, you know, have to create a compatibility. And of course, physical appearance, physical body, physical attributes are going to change over the years. You know, you could have been an athlete when you first got married and pretty muscular, things like that, but when you get older, 10, 15 years down the line, you're not that athlete that you were when you were in your 20s. You know, now you're pushing 40, and you can't do some of the things that you used to do in your 20s. You know, you can't do those physical activities, you know, physical sexual activities that you could do when you were in your 20s. You know, women could have been active in fitness, could have been in really great shape when you were in your 20s. Now you're in your 40s, you had a couple children, you're more active at work, you're not getting enough rest, enough proper nutrition, things like that. Plays a factor in your body and in your habits, and that plays a factor sexually as well. So these are the conversations that you also have to have with your spouse to make sure that you're on the same page about what you can and can't do or what you used to do and you can't do anymore. Because we have this thing in the back of our mind, in the frame of mind, saying that, hey, you know, I'm still that same 20-year-old kid that, you know, that used to, you know, have that longevity, have that stamina, have that energy. But you can't do that anymore. You can't have that. You can't run that marathon no more. You can't go cross country no more. You know, you can't do that. You know, now it's just a slow crawl. You know, it's not that fact that you have that stamina and endurance to get, you know, to get that full impact anymore that you used to have. So you gotta have those conversations. You gotta talk about that because that could have a lasting effect on your relationship. So if you don't have those conversations, then that can really put a damper on the relationship in itself. If you don't talk about that, that could put a bad taste in somebody's mouth to just think, oh man, maybe this person doesn't love me anymore because she can't do some of the things that she's not doing some of the things that she did, you know, 15, 20 years ago, or he can't do some of the things that he did 15, 20 years ago. These conversations are ongoing. These conversations are necessary. And in order to do that, and when you do that, once you do that, then you will have a stronger, longer-lasting relationship. And this is Love. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, as always, thank you for making us a part of your day, a part of your week. We are moving the show to Mondays on a continuous basis, starting off the week talking about love, relationships, and romance. So that way you can take what you may grasp from today and use it for the rest of the week and into the weekend. You know, this is a show that is open forum to anybody that wants to talk about love, romance, relationships, yes, and sex, because all of that comes into a play. You cannot have a true, wholehearted, continuous relationship without hitting all the different elements, mental, physical, emotional, and sexual. All of that plays a big factor in having a positive and continuous relationship. So we're going to be hitting some of these topics a little more. We're going to be talking about that. And just to give you an update on some of the things that are going on throughout the week, we are going to be expanding another show, a health-related show. It should be coming up in September, so definitely look out for that. Once again, September 20th, Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Those who are in the DMV, if you want to come out and walk with us, find out more information, you can inbox me on Facebook or at Twitter, and I will definitely give all the information out to you. Doug Love is on assignment right now, so we couldn't make it in today, but I definitely know he's going to put some words of wisdom and insight on this particular topic later on, so definitely look out for that. You can hit him up on Twitter, hashtag DOFresh. So that's going to be going to be doing some really big things going into the fall. And once again, listen out to the Rod Stevie Show this Sunday where we talk about mental illness. It's going to be a really big show. So until next time, this is Mr. Rod Stevie signing off on Love Talk.